We spent many shurim discussing the relationship of Shabbos and Yom Tov, and Shachas and Shtei Kedushas. We pointed out the sugya and the Avdal Amar Aleph for possibly Shabbos and Yom Tov is Kedushachas, and the Neri writes that that's only a chumra d'rabbanan. We need a mikra din d'araisa, certainly Shtei Kedushas. We pointed out the Rashi. Rashi in the sugya and Sachim, that Rashi maintains and above Madeis that that's not true. The Kedushachas can be a din d'araisa, and Kedushachas can even be Lakula. And that's exactly the Shita for Chista, that a person can go ahead and do Malach and Yanta for Shabbos because Kedushachas. The Rambam also has Kedushachas, albeit on a level of Derabanan. The Rambam also has that Lakula. That was that Rambam Perachesed of Lazarevin, where the Rambam writes, if you really hold Kedushachas, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, the Sugya we learned on Daf Hey, so if Nechal Iruvo Barisho, a person can be Somach on that Eruv on the second day, and therefore stunning that Rosh Hashanah is more kal than Shneim Tom Shagolios. When it comes to going chutz l'tchum on the second day of a typical yantif, the Erev has to be in existence during that Ben HaShemoshos. The Rambam writes not true when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. Regarding Rosh Hashanah, as long as the Erev was in existence at the first Ben HaShemoshos, you can take advantage of that even the second day of Rosh Hashanah, even if a case of Nechal Iruvo. So that also is the Chiddush of the Rambam Shita, that Kedushachas is not only the Chumra, no de bezeh, asura bezeh, an inability to be masneh, but it can even apply the Kul in the case of Nechal Eruvu. According to Rashi, that's true on a level of Daraisa. The Rambam is talking about a din Rabbanan going chutz l'tchum on second day of Rosh Hashanah. All these cases of Kedushachas and Shtei Kedushas that you find in the Gemara are referring to Kedusha which is back to back, one day and a second day. Yanta falls out on an Erev Shabbos, Yanta falls out on Motzei Shabbos. That really is the question of Kedushachas and Shtei Kedushas. And that Rambam, Nechus Erevin and Perches, writes a very, very great Kiddush that you can't have it Bizman Hazeh, but when you're Mekadesh Shalpei Re'iya, Yom Kippur can fall out on Erev Shabbos or Motzei Shabbos. And then the Rambam writes, that's a real example of Kedushachas. That's a real example of Kedushachas. Wow. Because if I were to ask you, where do you find Kedushachas? Or if I frame the question a little bit differently. The Chachamim said, Midrabanan, Rosh Hashanah is considered to Yom Rechtadam, Yarsu Yendafe. But Koma, the Tikkun Rabbanan, Kein Daraisa. What is the Kein Daraisa when the Chachamim said that Rosh Hashanah is Kedushachas? What is the model Daraisa of Kedushachas? You'll tell me Shabbos and Yantif? No, but we assume Lalacha Shtei Kedushos. Where do you find Kedushachas on the level of Daraisa? So that's that stunning Rambam, Perachesef, Achosei Revin, Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Shabbos and Yom Kippur back to back, that really is Mamish, Kedushachas. And then the Magen Mishnah points out that even though Shabbos and Yom Kippur are clearly distinct, but there's something that they have in common, and that is the same Isurei Malacha. There's no Heter Bocho Nefesh, right, on Yom Kippur, obviously. Melechus Shabbos and Melechus Yom Tov indeed are identical, although Shabbos is Skila, Yom Kippur is Kares, but you have the same Yisurim Malacha, so the Kiddush of Magid Mishnah, that realized that that's enough to label something as Kedushachas, right? The litmus test is the relationship of the Malacha of day one to day two. Well, that was the Kiddush of the Balamor and the Kiddush of the Ram, at the very last daf in the Masechta. Because Mamish Ahadrin, Daf Beis, the Gemara says unusual that we're more machmir possibly on Yantif than we are on Shabbos. When it comes to cases of Muktzah, Rebbe was Masada the Mishnayis L'chumra. When it comes to Yantif and L'kul, when it comes to Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Osi L'zuzulebe. Is that just a Musar Haskin? That's how Rebbe was Masada the Mishnayis, or is that really true? Oh, those are 2 days in the Rif, the very last Amud in the Rif. No, 2 days in the Rif. Is it really true that we're more machmir when it comes to Yantiv than we are when it comes to Shabbos? Is that possible? Why should I say it's impossible? Look, if these are all Dirim Drabanan, so hey Mamru, hey Mamru. Bacham can say we're machmir on Yantiv, not on Shabbos. You know what the problem is? Daf Yuches. There the Gemara discusses the following. You have a kli that's tameh, and one is not allowed on Shabbos to go ahead and to be tovah that kli to make a tahar, because urava, that's a problem of tikkun mana. Tikkun mana. In common sense terms, tikkun mana is when you complete a kli, but here the kli is shifting in its status. A kli that is tameh, and a kli now that becomes tahar, oh, that's a problem of tikkun mana drabana. So therefore, tefilas kelim is us. The Gemara's father, what about when it comes to tefilas adam? If that really is true, that tefilas us because of tikkun mana, a person is tameh, and they emerge tahar, why isn't that a problem of? Oh, so Rava says simply, nira kameka. The fact that a person goes in and immerses themselves in water, that's not obvious that it's l'shem tahara. Maybe a person is just doing it to refresh themselves. And therefore, it is not mechse kamesakin, because nira kameka. So the Gemara's bothered, Yud Ches Amud Beis, the obvious question, what about on Yom Kippur? Because me'ikar hadin, chayvei tefilos, a person who has to be tov on Yom Kippur, tov los bezmano, ben b'tishavah, ben b'yom kippurim. A person is tov on tishavah, a person is tov on Yom Kippur. Why exactly is that true? Because the hagdara, this rechitza, on Yom Kippur, and on tishavah is rechitza shel tanug. Rechitza shel tanug. It is not considered to be rechitza shel tanug if it is being done, the Shem Tahara. Tosos points out that, Bizman Hazeh, why is it that a woman be Tovelis, not for Tumen Tahara, Lahatir al Habal, and Yom Kippur, Lahatir al Habal? Tashi Shemitah is one of the Inuyim. So therefore, our practice, Tosos says, is we're not Tovel. We're not Tovel on Tisha B'Av. We're not Tovel on Yom Kippur. But Mi Ikar Hadin, Chavei Tfilos, Tovos Bizman, Ben Betisha B'Av, Yom HaKippurim. So how could that possibly be? If the only heter to do so on Shabbos is because Nira Kamekar, and Nira Kamekar on Yom Kippur, Rechitza is Asura. The Rambam Shita is Rechitza is Nisadaraisa on Yom Kippur. So how can you say that Nira Kamekar? How could that possibly be? What a kasha of the Gemara. So the Gemara screams, no, Mi Kamidi. The Gemara says, it's impossible. You cannot have something that is mutter on Shabbos that's asur on Yom Kippur. Cannot be. Mi kamid. And therefore, if you're allowed to be tov on Shabbos, you cannot argue that it's asur to be tov on Yom Kippur. So even if it's true, the reason doesn't apply. But that's the reason. But when the Chachamim go ahead and formulate the surim, takanos, you cannot say that on Shabbos it's mutter and on Yom Kippur it's asur. That cannot be. That's the last balamor in the Masechta. So what in the world? No? Imagine. Yom Kippur is more chomer than Yantiv. And the Gemara says, Mikamidi. If something is mutter on Shabbos, so it must be mutter on Yom Kippur, because Mikamidi. And our Gemara Dafbe says that Muktza is mutter on Shabbos and is Asar on Yantiv. What happened to Mikamidi? That's the Balmor's Kavachomer. Wow. Balmor gives an incredible terrace. Balmor writes the following thing, right? Unusual. Balmor says, you're right. You know, when I'm going to issue a psak, I have to balance two factors. Number one, I would like to be as machmer as I can on Yom Tov. Because the Gemara pays. Also, the Zuzulibe. People are not as careful. So I would like to be as machmer as I possibly can on Yom Tov. But you know, my hands are tied. I cannot be more machmer on Yom Tov than Shabbos, because of Mikamidi. So, you know, I have to follow a very narrow path. I have to thread the needle, no? I want to be as machmer as I can, but I can't be more machmer than Shabbos. Okay. So let's talk about Muktzah. Oh, machlokas, Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon. Yesh Muktzah, Muktzah. On Shabbos, we're going to pass like Rabbi Shimon in Muktzah. So, Balamor, you cannot pasuk on Yom Tov like Rabbi Yehuda Ishmael's. You have to pasuk like Rabbi Shimon. That would be an absolute violation of Mikamina. Oh, but what's enough Kamina? Whether Yeshmo or Emot, I'll give you the following. No, we explain in that base. Ooh, that was the Rav's view. No? Everybody agrees there's a concept of Muktzah. No? And you need Hachana, that's a pasuk. Echinos Asher Yaviyu. The question is as follows. When I speak about Hachana, what do I mean? Hachana Sagavra? Echinos Asher Yaviyu? Or do you argue that, what do you mean, the chayfetz is mechines atzma? The chayfin is mason as hatzman. Oh, let me ask you, let's say shiver kalim. Oh, my focus, Rabbi Din Chachamim, shiver kalim. And the one who maybe one could argue the kli is making as hatzman. On the other hand, the achanas agavra was for the kli, for its use when Shabbos and Yom Tov began. It broke during the course of. Maybe one could argue that shivrei kelim, as long as it's right in the tashmish, that can meet the requirement of achanas achevtz, even though it lacks achanas agavra. Wow, fancy. Or what about the following? Tamar diska, tura l'radya. You know what? I have an animal, but I'm using this animal for plowing. I'm not using it for achila. Bechevtza. Is the animal rayu? In principle, this animal could be slaughtered and could be used for elfon efesh. But you know what? But I'm not going to use this animal for achila. This is my plow horse, no? So I'm certainly going to use it for the purpose of, so it doesn't have achanas hagavra, but the chefetz is mechen es atzmo. Let's say tamar diska. I have tomorrow, I have dates. Dates are fit to use on Shabbos and Yom Tov. No, but iska. That's my business. These are my wares. I went ahead and I put it in the store, in the warehouse. So the hachanas hagavra is lacking, but the cheftz is making us atzma. The cheftz really is rayu. Oh, so Rabbi Shimon says, from the perspective of hachanas hacheftz, everything is good. From the perspective of hachanas hagavra, that's lacking. Wow. So nafkamina, if you're going to pass like Rabbi Yehuda, Turiz Radi and Tamadisk is also. If you're going to pass out Rabbi Shimon, those cases are mutter. Those are two examples the Gemara has. Torah L'Radya, Tamar Diska. So the Balma writes a stunning Kiddush. You know what? Halacha L'Maisa. What would you say on Yom Tov of Torah L'Radya and Tamar Diska? You know, I would say there are two options. Mutter Asa. You know what the Balma writes? Ingenious. Now, split. I'm going to tell you that, you know what? Incredible that in a case of Tamar Diska, Mutter, in a case of Torah L'Radya Asa, it's the same Gemara, no? I'm going to split. Torah L'Radya is Asa, and Tamar Diska is considered to be Mutter. How in the world? These are just two examples the Gemara gives, no? Of cases where you lack Achanas Agar, and you have Achanas Achetz. How in the world can you say, one is Mutter, one is Asa? That's not a sheet in the Gemara. Oh, so that's like incredible Balamor, the last Balamor in the Masechta, no? Look, that's my tension. I would like to be as machmir as I can in Yom Tov, because also the Zuliva. I would like to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. And that would mean both cases are also. Tur L'Radya and Tamar Diska. Okay, great. But I can't, because of Mika Midi. Yom Tov cannot be more chomer than Shabbos. And on Shabbos, he passed like Rabbi Shimon. Who's the Balamor? So on Shabbos, Tamar Diska is mutter. What's the halacha of an animal on Shabbos? An animal on Shabbos. Forget about Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. An animal on Shabbos is absolute muktzah. No? When I can be shochin and I can eat it. And on Shabbos, so Tamar Diska is going to be mutter. The animal is going to be mutter b'shchita on Shabbos. Shchita is a chiv skila. So you know what? Fascinating that on Shabbos, Tamar Diska is mutter, but Tur L'Radya is going to be us. What about Anyantif? Anyantif, I would want to pass like Rabbi Yehuda, everything should be us. But I can't because I can't be more achman than Shabbos. Oh, but on Shabbos, Tur L'Radya is us, or machma shchita. Anyantif, there's no Mr. Shchita, there's a heter shchita of Ochan Efesh. So I would have said that reason doesn't apply. And Yom Tov, it has to be mutter. No. I want to pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So that's the stunning Kiddush of the Bible. That Tur L'Radya is Asar on Yom Tov because of Mukta. And Tamar Diska is mutter on Yom Tov. And why is that true? How can I split? Because I would pass like Rabbi Yehuda, if not for Mika Midi. But since this is Asar on Shabbos, there's no problem, Mika Midi. And therefore, it'll be Asar on Yom Tov. The reason for the Isra Shabbos is not relevant to Yom Tov. The reason it's Asar on Shabbos is because of Shchita. And Shchita is Melechus Ochan Efesh on Yom Tov. No, but that's enough to wiggle out of the problem of Mika Midi. Yeah, that's the stunning tarifus of the Balamor. So the Balamor writes the following, Halacha L'maisa, on Yom Tov, how do you pass in Torah Tamar Diska? The answer is a split. That Tamar Diska is Mutter, and Tur L'Radya is going to be Asa. Wow, that's a stunning Kiddush. That's that Balamur. Wow, wow. So the Ran writes the following. You know what? That's a pretty fascinating teretz, but you know what? The Ran writes the whole kasha doesn't begin. The whole kasha of the Balamur is not a kasha whatsoever. What exactly was troubling the Balamur? That the Gemara says Mika Midi. No, 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 but the Ran says, the Gemara only says Mika Midi. Mika Midi. When it comes to Shabbos Yom Kippur. Shabbos Yom Kippur. The Gemara never says that when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, Mika Midi. Oh, that's the Balmer's Kavachomer. If Mika Midi applies to Yom Kippur, of course it applies to Yom Tov. No, 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 no. Mika Midi is not about Chumer and Kula. Mika Midi is about Kedusha Achas and Shtei Kedushas. If it's Kedusha Achas, that's Mika Midi. You know, imagine I'll tell you, this Shabbos, this is Mutter, next Shabbos, this is Aser. The Shabbos after that, it's Mutter. You're going to say, what in the world? It's the same Shabbos. What do you mean? It's Mutter this Shabbos and Aser next Shabbos. Saying that something is Mutter on Shabbos and Aser and Yom Kippur is like saying it's Mutter this Shabbos and Aser next Shabbos. That's Mika Midi. But if Shabbos and Yom Tov are Shtei Kedushos, there's no relevance of Mika Midi. And therefore, I can pass straight L'chumra on Yom Tov as opposed to Shabbos. You can't be more machmer? No, there's no Gemara that says it can't be more machmer. The Gemara says you can't distinguish between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. That's a function of Kedusha Achas. Wow, that's something which is stunning. And that indeed is the Shita Sarambam, that Shabbos and Yom Tov is considered to be, Shtei Kedushas, but Shabbos and Yom Kippur is considered to be the case of Kedusha Achas. That's a pretty heavy, heavy chiddush. Now the next step, no, Arsa Gidaf Yazayim. Vameh Devar Memurim. When Shabbos Yom Kippur, Shabbos Yom, are back to back. What happens if you're dealing with a Yom Tov or Yom Kippur Shechal B'Shabbos? Shechal B'Shabbos. What about that? Would I still argue Shtei Kedushas? That, you know, I ask you, what is the Kedushas Hayom? The answer is no. Shvarim Truma, Rabbeinu Tam. Shtei Neshimas. No, it's Shabbos and it's Yom Tov, and there's no fusion. There's no fusion. Or do I argue? No. That's not true. But Medra Amurim, Shabbos is one day, Yom Tov's another day. We can talk about Kedushas and Shtei Kedushas and Ben Hashmashas. And you're talking the same day that has a dual Kedushas Hayom. Then everyone would agree that the Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos Yom Tov is inseparable. Everyone would agree that if it's Yom Kippur Shechal B'Shabbos, that's mamish considered to be that which is Kedusha Achas. So fascinating, this is not really a direct discussion in the Gemara. What is the status of Kedusha Achas? Shtei Kedushas, when it's Ba'oso Hayom. So that's the Chiddush of Soloveitchik suggested that perhaps that's the Sugya Daf Yazayin. The Gemara Daf Yazayin is not talking about any Yisrael Malacha. But the Gemara is talking about Nusach HaTfilah, Shmon Esrei. What does the Shmon Esrei look like on a Yom Tov Shechal B'Shabbos? So Beis Shammai is Mechadesh, that this is something we've never heard of in Eprach HaShmon Esrei. In Eprach HaShmon Esrei. First three, last three, great, great. Mekadesh HaShabbos and Mekadesh Yisroel B'Hazmanim. So that's pretty incredible. That's Beis Shammai Shmon Esrei. Now, first three brachos, the fourth brach is Mekadesh HaShabbos. The fifth brach is Mekadesh Yisroel B'Hazman, and then we can continue with the sixth, seventh, and eighth. Well, and Beis Hillel says, Beis Hillel insists that absolutely is not true. After all, that you know what? Va'omer Kedusha Sayom. No, Pensa, you don't have a separate bracha, but rather, no, Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisroel B'Hazman. What exactly is the basis of that machlokes? Whether in Shmon Esrei you should have a single bracha for Kedusha Sayyam, or whether you should have two independent brachas for Kedusha Sayyam. So perhaps that's exactly the point. Good. Ein achinami daf dalit Shabbos yantav or shtei kedushos. What about when it's a yantav shechal b'Shabbos? I would still argue mamish shtei kedushos. Or would I argue that that's not true? That's not true. Here, of course, they fuse. It's a single Kedusha Sayyam, a single Kedusha Sayyam. What's the other possibility? There's other possibility you mentioned in a Chumash here months ago. No? Ooh, maybe a very different Sugya. Brachos Chafes. There the Gemara writes something which is incredible. And that is, you know, tefillah is a privilege. Tefillah is a privilege. And guess what? You're privileged. Tefillah requires a matir. You're privileged to be able to partake. Oh, like that. Yesterday, she. Now, you're privileged to be osek b'tor. You have to recite a bracha. Now, oh, the bush. Kolaneno bracha kilum. Oh, wow. What do you mean? You need a matir. You need a matir. Tefillah requires a matir. Tefillah requires a matir. What exactly does that mean? So the Gemara says something which is stunning. Many, many nafkaminas. But that's sugya, brachas choches, brachas chotes. When the chachamim mamish, anshe knesses agdola, uvahem kam nevim, coined the nusach hatfilah, you know what? They could not do so yesh me'ayin. Yesh me'ayin. This was a ruach hakodesh. And guess what? There has to be a makar for every tefillah. For every tefillah. Meaning, before we establish a tefillah of 7 or 9 or 18 or 19, 24 brachas, you have to have a makar in Tanakh that is a legitimate miskeres tefillah. And if not, then not. If not, then not. Well, so I'll give you an example. Oh, that very sugya, where the Gemara says, you know what? One of the makoros, Musaf and Rosh Hashanah is tefillah chana. And tefillah chana had 9 askaras. 9 askaras. Guess what? Musaf Rosh Hashanah has to have 9 brachas. Has to have 9 brachas. That's a challenge. Because I would have said that Musaf and Rosh Hashanah should have 10 brachas. First 3, last 3. Malchay Sekron Shofros, that's 9. And Kedushas Hayom. And Kedushas Hayom. You have to mention it's Rosh Hashanah. I would have said 10 brachos. In no one's machzeh is Musaf and Rosh Hashanah 10 brachos. You know why? Because the Gemara says Mufurish that Musaf and Rosh has to be 9 brachos. So that's a real challenge. No? You know what the answer is? Combine. Combine. That's a sugya, Rosh Hashanah Flamed Beis. What do you combine? What do you combine? Our minhag is like Rabbi Akiva. We combine Malchios and Kedushas Hayom. Malchios and our fourth bracha is a twofold bracha. We have the first 3. And the next bracha is Malchus and Kedusha Seyam. We do the combination as early as you possibly can. Osoichik pointed out, B'shem Reb Chaim Adiyuk, that the Rambam does not mention this combination in the body of the halachos. The Rambam only mentions it in the Nusach HaTfilah. Wow, the placement of the Rambam. And therefore, the Rav said, B'shem Reb Chaim, this is not a halacha psuka, but these were various minhagim. Minhagim. That the Tanaim had, what is the combination? And we are no heg like Rabbi Akiva, but certainly not Li'ikuva. Certainly not Li'ikuva. This isn't part of Hilchus Tefillah, this is part of the Nusach HaTefillah. Wow. But that's the problem. The problem is that 9. And 9 means you have to combine. So, possibilities of combination, but we combine at the first opportune moment. No? The first discretionary bracha. Number 4, we're going to combine. We're going to combine. Wow, wow. Guess what? That very sugya, Brachas Chotes says, you know what? The Shabbos and the Yontif Shmoneh Esrei is 7. Is 7. The Gemara says, Hani Sheva de Shabbata. No? Keneged Shiva Kol Hashomer David Alamayim. No? Tilum Chotes. Kol Hashem Bakoach, Kol Hashem Bahada. There are 7 lines, 7 different askaros, 7 different kolos. That's the source of Musaf on Shabbos. That's the source of Musaf on Yantif. So guess what? We're bound to the number 7. Just like we're bound to the number 9 when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we're bound to the number 7 when it comes to Shabbos and Yantif. Oh, so maybe I'll tell you the following. Now that was like the Harifas or Soichik suggested. You know, maybe Beis Hillel will turn to Beis Shammai and say, you know what? We're the best of friends. And in principle, I absolutely agree with you. That I would have thought that a Shmoneh Esrei should be 8 brachos, just like on Rosh Hashanah I would have thought a Shmoneh Esrei should be 10 brachos. But you know what? Our hands are tied. Just like we're forced to combine on Rosh Hashanah, we're forced to combine when it comes to a Yantav Shechal B'Shabbos. So Beis Shammai sheet is clear. Apparently, the Gemara doesn't mention. Apparently, Beis Shammai was okay, obviously, with an 8 brachos Shmoneh Esrei. Mistama, they had a makar for an 8 bracha Shmoneh Esrei. But Beis Hillel disagrees. What is the disagreement of Beis Hillel? One is in principle. In principle, no. Shabbos and Yantif for Shteik Kedushas Bamed Dvar Mamurim with the Bezeh Charzeh. But if you're talking about Yantif Shechal v'Shabbos, that's not Shteik Kedushas. And therefore, Mikar Hadin, one brach is the Kedushas Hayom. Or maybe one could argue, in principle, you're right, halachot v'halachot. But in practice, you have to combine, just like you combine when it comes to the case of Rosh Hashanah. Wow, those are two stunning possibilities. What exactly is the Shita of Beis Hillel? When you look in the Gemara Brachos, Daf Mem Tes Samad Aleph, there the Gemara discusses, in chos min b'shtayim. We have a concept of enos mitzvos chavilos chavilos. You have two separate mitzvos. They should be done separately, right? Don't try to combine. Two separate, and you have to do it separately. Yeah? You have to do it separately. The Gemara has an unusual case. A person is having a suda on Friday afternoon. It spills into Shabbos. And guess what? So now he has to bench, and he has to make kiddush. You know what? Don't do it on kosech on shalyani. Don't use the same kos. Because after all, no simitzos, chavios, chavios. Ain orim shtei kedusha, sal kosecha. The Gemara, what about Yak Nahaz? Yak Nahaz, what do you mean? That Kiddush and Havdalah are both for the purpose of framing the Kedusha Sayom. You don't need two kosos for Yak Nahaz. One for Kiddush, one for Havdalah. The Kiddush and Havdalah are both necessary for the same purpose. Zachar Shem HaShabbos Lekadsha. To frame the Kedusha Sayom. Oh, today's in Tosos. What about benching and Sheva Brachos? On the one hand, halachot v'halachot, on the other hand, when Chazal or Koveya, the Berachas Nisuin and the Misgeres of Berachas HaMazon. Maybe that should be like Kiddush and Havdalah. And in our practice, to have different kosos for benching and for Sheva Brachos, today's in Tosos. Similarly, the Gemara has Brachos Tafem Tes, Ein Chosin B'Shtayim. Ein Chosin B'Shtayim. Wow. A bracha should only reflect a single thing. A bracha should reflect a single thing. So you know what? Person is benching and he begins Rachim. And Rachim discusses a lot of themes. It discusses Bidin Yerushalayim. It discusses Yeshuas Yisrael. So maybe the bracha should be Moshiach Yisrael Uboni Yerushalayim. Maybe that should be the third bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, a Birchas HaMazon. The Gemara says, no, you can't do that. That you can't do. In Chosin Mishnayim. So the Gemara now is bothered by the phone. Really? In Chosin Mishnayim? And what about Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael Vazmanim? What about HaGemara Yizayim? What about mentioning Shabbos and mentioning Yantah? How is mentioning Shabbos and mentioning it different than Moshiach Yisrael Bnei Yerushalayim? Why is Moshiach Yisrael Bnei Yerushalayim not an option? And therefore we have to choose? And not true when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's a kash to the Gemara. Pretty incredible, no? You know what the Gemara answers? No. Chadei. What is that? No, that's one. That's not two. That's one. So Rashi writes his Shita, and Rashi quotes the Halachas Gedolos. You know what Rashi's Shita is? Moshi Yisrael Bnei Yerushalayim are independent. Now, of course, they're related, but those are independent. Yeshuas Yisrael Bnei Yerushalayim. That would be a violation of Chosin Mishnayim. But on Yantiv Shechal B'Shabbos, Chadehi. What do you mean? That's a single Kedusha Sayom. Ein kan ela birkas mekadesh. And that is called Chadehi. Wow, that's called Chadehi. The Shabbos Nyantv is considered to be Chadehi. That's not a problem of Ein Chosin Bishnayim. Wow. And Rashi quotes Alachas Gedolos where the Bahag says the opposite. Unusual, no? The Bahag says the following. What do you mean? Tarte Kedushin Inhu? Shabbos and Yantif are so separate? then even Rebbe is mode the chosen b'shnayim. That's a little unusual spin, no? It means, you know what? Don't mention and separate similar themes. Moshiach Yisrael and Bonei Yerushalayim are so close, they're so closely related, that Bonei Yerushalayim includes both. When I say Bonei Yerushalayim, of course that means Yeshua Yisrael. So there's no need to say Moshiach Yisrael and Bonei Yerushalayim, because included in Bonei Yerushalayim is also Moshiach Yisrael. That's Chanehi. Wow. Moshiach Yisrael and Bonei Yerushalayim is Chanehi. Masha'in came, Shabbos and Yantiv are distinct, and therefore if it's a Yantiv, Shechal v'Shabbos, you have to mention both. I can, Yesh b'chla masayimana, when it comes to Moshiach Yisrael b'nei Yerushalayim, but I can't say Yesh b'chla masayimana when it comes to Shabbos and Yantiv, because Tartei Kedushin in him. Wow, that's a fascinating machlokas Rashi in the Baha'an. When the Gemara says Chadehi, what is the Gemara referring to? Rashi writes Chadehi means the Shabbos Yom Tov is Chadehi. And not that Rashi is passing Chalek Kedusha, no. But when it's a Yom Tov Shechal B'Shabbos, it's Chalek Kedusha. Wow. And the Baha'i writes, no, even when you have a Yom Tov Shechal B'Shabbos, that you know what? Tartei Kedusha Ninu. They're separate. And you only mention one, not mention the other? What do you mean? It's Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. I'm not saying Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh are identical. But you know what? You're only going to mention one, you're not going to mention the other. What do you do? I only have karpas. And the karpas I have is Marah. You know what? We have different things. Guess what? I'm going to use something for karpas different than Marah. No? Let's say that's all you have, you know, that's all you have. So guess what? You'll use it for karpas and mara. You say, well, what do you mean? You're going to eat it, karpas and mara? Chavilus is not nikuva. Chavilus is not make. Ideally, we try to separate. Well, what do you do when it comes to Shabbos Nyante? No? You're going to say that, oh, that's a problem in Chos Mishnayim, and therefore only mention one, not mention the other. That's a pretty fundamental machlokas. Now, Rashi and the Baha'i. Rashi writes, the Gemara's Teretz is exactly that Shabbos Yantif is literally Chadehi. It doesn't mean Shabbos Yantif is Kedusha Achas, but it means on Yantif Shechal B'Shabbos. Indeed, that's considered to be the case. That's pretty striking, no? That very sugya. Yeah. You know, it's unusual in terms of Nusach HaTfila, the very end of Hilchos Pesach, Toch Pei Zayin. The Rama writes, let's assume it's a Yantav Shechal B'Shabbos. The Rama writes as a Devar Pashut. Mashur points out our minhag is not this way. That if it's Yantav Shechal B'Shabbos, you have to mention Shabbos and Yalav Yavo. You're going to say Yalav Yavo and just say Chag HaMatzos. What, and you're going to ignore? You're going to ignore the fact that it's Shabbos. You're going to ignore the fact that it's Shabbos. Mefurish Rama, right? In Toch Pei Zayin. Masif Gimel, that if it's Yom Tov Shechal B'Shabbos and you have a bracha that says you have to acknowledge the Kedusha Sayom, so the Kedusha Sayom is Shabbos Yom Tov. So therefore, what do you mean in Yalav Yavo? Yalav Yavo, only mention one, don't mention another. And our practice is not that way. It's not that way. In fact, Rav Soloveitchik linked us to the following: when we have a Yom Tov Shechal Yosh B'Shabbos, you know, we have like a whole new psicha. Elokeinu v'lokevo senu ritzibenu chasein. We mentioned Yantiv, and that Elokeinu v'lokevo senu ritzibenu chasein. The Nusach HaGra is not to say that. Not to offset Shabbos from Yantiv. Not to separate them. In other words, if in principle they should be separated, it's just that I really don't have that option. Because brachos kaptes, I need one bracha, so maybe one could argue as follows. Okay, I'm going to have one chasim. I have no choice. But within the Nusach HaBracha, I can refer to Shabbos and Yom Tov separately. Separately. I can only have one chasima, seven brachas. Okay, so I'm a chasima, my hands are tied, I'll combine. But within the Nusach HaBracha, I'll mention Shabbos separate from Yom Tov. But if you really argue, that's not the Shita Beis Hillel. The Shita Beis Hillel is a fusion, fused Kedushas. So in such a case, if it's fused Kedushas, wow. So in such a case, so only Chasima, so even in the Nusach HaBrach itself, in the Nusach HaBrach itself, why are you mentioning Shabbos without Yantif, Yantif without Shabbos? So mention Shabbos and Yantif together. In the Nusach of the Brach of the Shemoneh Esrei, and also in Yavav Yavo as well. And perhaps again, this is all, how is it we understand, right, that Shita of Beis Hillel? How essential indeed is that combination. There is a fascinating Dino Shokhan, when it comes to Yom Kippur Shechal B'Shabbos. Is there a mitzvah of Kiddush on Yom Kippur? Is there a mitzvah of Kiddush on Yom Kippur? There's Mefurish Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid is Amsach and Kuf Yadalet. You look at Tosfos Rid Amsach, there are three different maduras. Now, so it's the last madura. So, Kuf Yadalet. The Tosfos Rid writes the following important Kiddush. That's important halacha l'maisa. Of course, there's a mitzvah of Kiddush on Yom Kippur. Because the Tosfos Rid, passages like the Rambam, that Kiddush Nidareis is just Bidvarim. You don't need Yain. You don't need Suda. All those other dinim, Kiddush Al HaYain, Kiddush Makom Suda, those are all dinim Drabanan. And you know what? If they're all dinim Drabanan, okay, so why should that be a reason that there's no mitzvah of Kiddush on Yom Kippur? So Tosfos Rid writes, Of course, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush on Yom Kippur. And you know what? When you daven Ma'ariv, and you acknowledge the Kedushas HaYom of Yom HaKippurim, guess what? You know what? Aside from just the tefillah of Ma'ariv on Kol Nidrei Night, but a mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush. A mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush, that's pretty important, no? I would tell you, you know what? Sim Samach Mitzvah Strichos Kavana. Realize that, you know, you're davening Kol Nidrei Night Ma'ariv. It's not just tefillah, a mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush. Mefurish in Tosfos Rid, it's mefurish in Ritva, in Shabbos and Avchav Gimel, that why shouldn't there be a mitzvah? If you hold that Kiddush al Hayayin is a din d'oraisa, or Te'ima is a din d'oraisa, wow, those are chedushim, there's such a Tosfos Shuas d'Avchav, okay, you know what, so, on Yom Kippur, not. But, we assume the halacha Kiddush B'dvarim. So even on Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur is one. Obviously, there's no halacha of Kiddush al Hayayin when it comes to Yom Kippur. Obviously not. What about the following? What happens if, it's Yom Kippur Shechal B'Shabbos? Yom Kippur Shechal B'Shabbos. Could I argue that in a certain sense, you know, my hands are tied? That, you know what? That on Yom Kippur, certain aspects of Kiddush doesn't apply. But on Shabbos, certain aspects does apply. So, you know, if it's a case of Yom Kippur, Shechal B'Shabbos, well, I'm going to drink. No, it's a Chiyuv Karis in Yom Kippur. You're not going to drink. But in principle, is even such a chiyuv? Or for example, wow, that Rabbi Kiveger, Tofrei Shikhes, Yom Kippur Shechal B'Shabbos, and a person is a chol mesukan who's eating on Yom Kippur. Is there any basis for him to make him Kiddush? You can't eat, you can't drink. A person who's drinking, you're drinking, so make Kiddush. That's a possibility in Rabbi Kiveger. Good, on Yom Kippur, there's no such halacha. On a regular Yom Kippur, a cholah who's eating is not making Kiddush. There's no chiv of Kiddush al Hayayin. But what would you do in a case of Yom Kippur, Shechal B'Shabbos? Should one argue that maybe in principle there is a chiv, but in practice, not, I understand, in practice not, But if in practice, yes, because the person is really going to be eating, in such a case, is there such a possibility? We assume not. We assume not. No? A chola who's eating on Kippur does not make Kiddush, even on Yom Kippur Shechalas V'Shabbos. So, Lor Sameach in Perek, Dalet of Hilchos Avodas Yom HaKippur discusses this. And Lor Sameach points out that, you know what? It's clear that there is no such chiyuv. Why exactly is that true? So the Sameach exactly like uses this concept that when you have a case of Yom Kippur Shechal B'Shabbos, it's not that there are two independent kedushas. And one could argue Shabbos triggers this chiyuv and Yom Tov triggers that chiyuv. No. It's a blended chiyuv with a single kedushas hayom of Yom Kippur Shechal B'Shabbos, where there is no chiyuv of Kiddush Al Hayayin at all, even for a person who would be drinking or eating. Well, and the Rishonim goes on to discuss in terms of Hilchos Avodas Yom HaKippurim, the kedima of the Kohen Gadol when it comes to the Karbanos of Shabbos on Yom Kippur Shechal B'Shabbos. That's a pretty heavy issue. So the Chiddush Lor Sameach writes, Dalin Avodas Yom HaKippurim, that Shabbos and Yom Kippur is a blended Kedusha. Shabbos and Yantif, back to back, Shtei Kedushas. But also Yom, that's our Diyum. And what would you say about a third possibility? What about Rosh Chodesh Shechal B'Shabbos? Rosh Chodesh Shechal B'Shabbos. So that's the discussion of the Torah in Kuf Peches. But the Torah writes the following. You know what? There's a real difference between Suda Shabbos and Suda Rosh Chodesh. Suda Shabbos is a chiyuv. Pesachim Kufay, Shabbos Kuf Zayin. Suda Rosh Chodesh not. Kuf Peches, you forget Yalav Yavo and Rosh Chodesh and Achoze. You forget Yalav Yavo and Yantif or Ritzei on Shabbos, you are Chose. You are Chose. So that is, wow, the Torah Kuf Peches. What happens if you forgot Yalav Yavo and Rosh Chodesh Shechal B'Shabbos? Do I argue Mamash Halachud V'Halachud? Or do I argue this is a Rosh Chodesh with a Chiyuv Suda? And if you forget, you have to be chosen. If you forget, you have to be chosen. That's the psak of Rabbi Yechiel ben Arash. That on Rosh Chodesh you're not chosen, but Rosh Chodesh Shechal B'Shabbos you're chosen for Yalav Yavo. And the Torah disagrees and says that's not at all true. The Torah says that you forget Ritzei, you're chosen. You forget Yalav Yavo, you're not chosen. What this is a Rosh Chodesh with a Chiyuv Suda, Halachot v'Halachot, Halachot v'Halachot. Is there any raya to the sheet of Rabbi Yechiel? Fascinating, Rabbi Yechiel brings a raya. Rabbi Yechiel does not bring this raya. Does not bring what I'm about to tell you, but maybe that's a raya. It's fascinating, Rabbi Yechiel doesn't bring this as a raya. The Sugin Zvachim Dav Tzadi Halach discusses the following. It's Rosh Chodesh Shechal B'Shabbos. And you have to offer the Musfei Shabbos. And you have to offer the Musfei Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara says the following. First, the Musfei Shabbos. Followed by the Musfei Rosh Chodesh. Why exactly is that true? Why exactly? Shekein Tadir. That's an application of Tadir Vashino Tadir Tadiko. Shabbos followed by Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos followed by Rosh Chodesh. Well, in our benching, for Shabbos, then Rosh Chodesh. Television and Tadukot. Oh, and the Gemara now says the following. Wait, the Gemara says this. Maybe one could say the opposite is true. Maybe one could say Rosh Chodesh should be first, because Rosh Chodesh has certain elements that Shabbos doesn't have. What's that? Oh, the Gemara says Ikri Moed. Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed. Shabbos is not called a Moed. it's relevant for this parsha. No, we discussed it just Yom Simchasen, Moadechem, Rosh Chodeshechem. What is that referring to? What is that referring to, Melos? We have Yom Simchasen, Shabbos. That's our Sifri. Moadechem, a Moed is Yantiv. Yantiv is a Moed. Rosh Chodesh is pretty clear. Well, or maybe Yom Simchasen, the Gon, Shalosh Regalim. Moadechem, Rosh Hashanah. That's a Moed, but without a full-blown Simcha. Well, the Gemara says, Lachin Nesani Aleph. Wait, Rosh Chodesh has something Shabbos doesn't have. Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed. And furthermore, the Musar Rosh Chodesh is a Seir Chatos, which is Mechaper. So maybe one would think that you can give Kadima to Rosh Chodesh, because there's certain things Rosh Chodesh has that Shabbos doesn't have. Wow, wow. Because Rosh Chodesh is a Moed. Shabbos is not a Moed. See what the Gemara answers? Unbelievable. What the Gemara says, up to Rosh Chodesh. You're right, it's Rosh Chodesh today. Mamusve didei ahanim. Mamusve Shabbos lo ahanim. That's the Gemara's teretz, no? Today is called a Moed. You think it's only called a Moed for the Rosh Chodesh Karban? And it's not called a Moed for the Shabbos Karban? The Gemara says, wait, Rosh Chodesh has a Moed that Shabbos doesn't have. No, that's not true, because if it's Rosh Chodesh Shechal B'Shabbos, so Shabbos also is referred to, this Shabbos also is a Moed. This Shabbos also is a Moed. Well, so that's why Tadir is the Kohen, because this is a more common Karban. But don't say that this is a Moed and the Shabbos is not a Moed. Shabbos by itself is not a Moed. But if it's Rosh Chodesh, Shechal B'Shabbos, Shabbos is a Moed. No? Wow. You know what sounds like that Gemara? Fusion. No? That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. The fact that Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed, you think that's only relevant to the Karbanos of Rosh Chodesh? And Hayitachim, the Musfei Shabbos, Lo Ahani. If today is a special day, guess what? It's a special day holistically, and it affects every element. That's why the Gemara is only bothered by Tadir, because of Tadir. Is this carbon offered more than this carbon? You're right. I agree. The Musfei Shabbos is more Tadir. But you can't say the Musfei Shabbos is lacking something because this is a Rosh Chodesh Shabbos. Well, it sounds like the fusion. Pretty fascinating that Rabbi Yechiel doesn't mention that Gemara. No? Rabbi Yechiel mentions something else. No? Rabbeinu Mechiel writes, this is pretty stunning, that I'll bring you a raya, Yom Shni Schaya B'dal Tfilos. That's the Lashon of Rabbeinu Mechiel. I'll bring you a raya for Yom Kippur. Let's say, for example, it's Yom Kippur Shechal B'Shamas. Okay. Let's say a person were to daven, and he wouldn't mention Shabbos. No, you have to be chosen. Let's say, you know what, that he wouldn't mention Yom Kippur. You have to be chosen. Both are necessary. Whether it's one, both are necessary. But a stunning question. What happens if it's Tfilas Ne'ilah? And you didn't mention Shabbos. You dive in Ne'ilah, and you only mention Yom Kippur and Shabbos. So maybe here I would have said, whoa. Ne'ilah? Ne'ilah is not really halachin Kedusha Sayon. Ne'ilah is halachin Tainas Tzibur. Why are you davening Ne'ilah? You know what the answer is? Ne'ilah has nothing to do with Shabbos. Ne'ilah has everything to do with Yom Kippur. And it's not really Yom Kippur, it's Tainas Tzibur. You know, the one time we have a real Tainas Tzibur, we daven Ne'ilah. You know? The Rabbanan Torah Sodom is very bothered. Why isn't there Tfilas Ne'ilah on Tisha B'Av? Fascinating. You know, because it's not halachah Yom Kippur Tainas. Okay, but it's not Shabbos. So imagine a person is davening Ne'ilah, and, he forgets Shabbos. You know, I would have thought, okay, he forgot Shabbos. Remember next year. No. the Shulchan Aruch writes he's not Yotze. Tafresh Chav Gimel. Tochas Yom HaKippur. Tafresh Chav Gimel Gimel. You're not Yotze. You're not Yotze because he didn't mention Shabbos. What in the world does Shabbos have to do with Tfilas Neilah? That's the Raya of Rabbi Yechiel. It has everything to do with, because you have no right to say Halachot v'Halachot, Shabbos and Yom Kippur are distinct. The Kedusha Sayom is Shabbos Yom Kippur. And if you only mention Yom Kippur and not Shabbos, that means you're lacking in the Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Sukkah Mem Vav, you did not mask it. It's like not mentioning Yom Kippur. And you don't split. So that's the Raya Ben Yechiel. Just like when it comes to Tfilas Ne'ilah, Shabbos is Le'ikuva, because it's a fused Kedusha Sayom. The same thing is true when it comes to, wow, Rosh Chodesh Shechal B'Shabbos, if you get Yalav Yavu and benching, you have to be chosen. That's Rabbi Yechiel. And we don't pass on that. We assume Tafresh Chav Gimel when it comes to Ne'ilah, yes, but not when it comes to Rosh Chodesh. I would ask you, you know what? Enochinami, the Lamdas Rabbi Yechiel is so clear. But why do we disagree? Well, because of our hierarchy. Now, if I'm asking you, independence or fusion? You know what I'm going to tell you? I'm going to create a hierarchy. Right? The more the Kedushas are related, the more likely it is that they mix, that they gel, that they fuse. The more independent the Kedushas are, the less likely that they serve as Chativa Achas, as a single unit. So, Tafresh Chav Gimel, that's the most extreme example of Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Shabbos and Yom Kippur, the Rambam writes as Kedusha Achas, even when Yom Kippur falls out on a Friday or a Sunday, let alone when it's Yom Kippur Shechal B'Shabbos. Oh, that's the Rosh Sameach, a fused Kedusha, when it comes to Kiddush, when it comes to Avodas Yom HaKippurim. The next step is, what about Shabbos and Yantif? Much less clear. Shtei Kedushos when they're Bozeh Farzeh, and maybe, our Sugya, right, when it comes to Yantav Shechal B'Shabbos. Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, that's the most unlikely scenario to say that Kedusha should fuse. And therefore, if that really is the case, then, Enochinami, to apply what is clear when it comes to, wow, Shabbos Yom Kippur is not necessarily applicable to a case of Rosh Chodesh Shechal B'Shabbos. We assume that the Askara of Shabbos is critical when it comes to Yom Kippur, but the Askara of Rosh Chodesh is not as critical when it comes to a Rosh Chodesh Shechal B'Shabbos. That hierarchy, I think, is very, very misdavid, but that's the Chiddush Rabbi Yechiel. Even in extreme cases, a fused Kedusha, and maybe the Surah Rabbi Yechiel is that Sugin Zochim, and that's Tzadi Aleph. That you know what? That Rosh Chodesh, L'musvei Shabbos Ahanilin. The fact is, Rosh Chodesh, that impacts even the Karbanos of Shabbos itself. Like Rosh Sameach suggested, maybe the Kohen Gadol, it's mitzvasa, the Karbanos of Shabbos, because it's Yom Kippur. And the Avodas Yom HaKippurim is Ayde Kohen Gadol. Well, such Chedushim. And perhaps this depends on the broadest issue of the Heter V'Chonefesh, the Hutra Dukli and the Lukach, but to what extent you argue that they should blend, to what extent are they absolutely distinct? Assuming that Svara, that the more linked that they are, the more likely is that they should combine, as opposed to assuming that that's not the case, That's the fascinating deal with all of these instances. And maybe again the two ways of understanding the Shita of Beis Hillel, a little less clear. But that's a fascinating machlokas Rashi in the Ba'ag about Chavilas. What exactly is the Chadi? Is the Chadi referring to Shabbos? And Yantiv, is the Chadi referring to Moshe Yisrael Boni Yerushalayim? No, which is the one, which is the two? Mr. Leitchik pointed out that link. And maybe that these are the two svaras that one has when it comes to the Shita of Beis Hillel. The Yisod is certainly true, but that the tefillah in the broadest sense requires, requires a matan, requires a license, requires everything goes. No, and therefore, maybe that's why the minion of the bracha satfila, that really is going to be koveya, this machlokes, and maybe Beisul would argue, in principle, yes, one could distinguish between the kedushas, but by necessity, it's necessary to have a single bracha of the Kaddish HaShabbos Yisrael Ha'as. Tomorrow night, see him. Looking forward. All of you are almost finished. Yeah, these ones. Okay. Okay. Okay.